Good morning. This is KWSO News. Election day is next Tuesday, November 2nd. Jefferson County voters will decide two items on their ballots. There is a 509J bond measure that would fund improvements at all 509J schools, and there is a Jefferson County five-year jail operations levy. 509J School Board Chair Lori Danzuka talks about needs at the Warm Springs K-8 Academy.
Back when we first built the building, we knew that it was going to be an issue with space. So when we first started the bond process back in fall of 2020, we decided that we needed to look at what the enrollment was. Enrollment was increasing at the K-8. We needed increased classrooms for kindergarten. We needed more space for culture and language that we're implementing into the school day. We needed more room for staff. We've continued to add staff over the years at the K-8 to meet the needs of the growing population and the growing needs of the students who attend there. So with that planning in mind, we took a long look in planning with the Warm Springs Culture Program and how we could expand our early learning programs at the school and provide. We know that transitions are a huge piece for kids to be successful, so that transition from preschool to kindergarten is pretty important.
If the bond measure passes, it would fund expansion at the Warm Springs K-8 Academy with construction of six new early learning classrooms. You can learn more about what the 509J bond measure would fund for all district schools at 509jschoolbond.org. Oregon mail-in ballots need to be at the county clerk's office or in an official ballot drop box by 8 p.m. on November 2nd. Drop boxes are located in Warm Springs on campus across the street from the post office and also at Three Warriors Market in Sinasho. An update from the BIA shows the Warm Springs reservation will reduce fire season restrictions effective immediately. Zones 1, 2, and 3 will all be put on industrial fire precaution level 0, as rain and low temperatures have reduced the energy release component, which is a number related to the available energy per unit area within the flaming front at the head of a fire. The Warm Springs Agency Fire Management uses the National Fire Danger Rating System ERC Index to determine early and mid-fire season IFPL and fire danger ratings. The memo will be available in today's news posted on the KWSO website. A boil water notice was issued yesterday for all water consumption users north of Shetite Creek. This area includes water users in Miller Heights, the campus area, and Mecca Road. Repairs to a damaged water main were completed yesterday afternoon and water has restored, but the boil water notice remains in effect until samples are reviewed by the EPA. This is the protocol whenever there is a loss of pressure to the water system. Affected areas need to bring tap water to a rolling boil, boil for 3 minutes, and cool before using. Boiled or bottled water should be used for drinking, making ice, washing dishes, brushing teeth, and preparing food until further notice. The water main was damaged as Warm Springs Construction was doing site prep across the street from the Behavioral Health Center. They assisted the branch of public utilities with the repair. Ahead of approval of booster doses of the COVID-19 vaccine, the Warm Springs Health and Wellness Center is now scheduling for those doses. Community Health Manager Katie Russell talks about COVID-19 vaccinations for children ages 5 to 12.
We are looking forward and hopeful that there will be approval for the kids' vaccine from 5 to 11 very soon, even this week. So if you are interested in getting your kids vaccinated with the COVID-19 vaccine, if you can call the clinic and just let us know that you are interested in having your kids get vaccinated, that will help us plan what we need to do to try to get the kids vaccinated, because we are planning for that and we are trying to be ready so that if it does get approved, we can be ready to go right away.
In the next 2 weeks, the plan is to get all of our eligible community members the booster dose. You can call the clinic vaccine line at 541-553-2131 to schedule an appointment. And in sports, in local sports, the Warm Springs K-8 Eagles football team wrapped up their season finale last night, taking on the Jefferson County Middle School White Buffaloes. Through a hard-fought game, the Eagles fell 32-0 in a fairly packed Stampede Stadium at the Madras High School. Reporting for KWSO News, I'm Duncan Bruno.